call this meeting. This is a special time with me for you. And you will see what I'm talking about in a few moments. After the Lord told me, fast all other books and read only the Bible and listen to him, many things he had begun to say to me as the days of old when I began studying the Word of God. And so a lot of spiritual truth will come forth tonight to unfold some things for you that need to be unfolded in a time such as this. Things are going to get worse in the natural, in the sensical world, in the demonical world, and you'll be amazed of something I will say tonight that you never heard before in your life, because it packing the truth that is so important. So, Father, we thank you tonight for your word and for the maturity that you want to bless us with tonight and bring us into a place we can stand our ground. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to work. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 carries an impact that the church has not really experienced because of the fivefold ministry gifts not being intact as they should. So, apostolic, it's not my subject, but I want you to know what's going on. Apostolic, prophetic, pastoral growth. Apostolic, government, prophetic, insight, and pastoral is caring for the flock. We in my earlier talk about my ministry, I used to preach around and swap pulpits with different pastors. Really, that's not proper etiquette, just swapping pulpit. A pastor speak to his own flock. But when one come in, they ought to have something else to say beside what the pastor said. And we didn't know no better. So we're just swapping pulpits, you know, just pastoring. But here at this time, the body of Christ, a remnant of the body of Christ going to get into the rhythm, write this down, a remnant of the body of Christ going to get into the rhythm of the Spirit. They'll know the beat of God. They'll know God's heartbeat. They'll know Jesus' heartbeat. They'll know the Holy Spirit heartbeat. And they know the same heartbeat that the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost have. They have that same heartbeat. In Ephesians 4 is a good chapter to read. I just want to read one or two verses. I want to read verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 and 12 and verse 16. No, excuse me, 11, 12, verse 15 in Ephesians chapter 4. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And then he tells in verse 12, now the word perfecting is a word go along with maturity for the perfecting of the saint. Another word is completing, all right? Maturing, perfecting, completing. I'll give you a definition for maturing that is not in Webster. It's going to be in the Apostolic Dictionary. All right, I'll give it to you in a few moments. For the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, verse 15 stood out to me because we're going to talk about maturing. Don't ever stop maturing in the things of God or in Christ or in God or in the Spirit. Verse 15 said, but speaking the truth in love. Well, you got to know the truth to speak it. And you speak it in love. May grow up into him. Underline that. May grow up into him in all things. May grow up into him in all things. Very important. May grow up into him, Christ, in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You see that? Growing up in the Spirit, all right? Now, there are some words you're going to have. I'll give you these words before I give you the definition. Let me say this to you. We're talking about don't stop maturing. Now, watch, listen to what I'm going to say. In your sonship, and your heirship, kingdom rights. They are great in their grand, they're more than religion and the things we have understood. Don't sell her for the ordinary life as if you're not going to make it when you attack. Something seems like it's not going to work out. Don't sell her for that, because you've been placed by Jesus on a stage that can change the impossible. Amen. How many of y'all agree with that? Amen. All right, all right. So don't sell her for her ordinary life or the opinion of others how you should live. Don't sell her for that. I wrote this note for you. Tonight we are called to move all boundaries out of our lives by knowing how to grow and to submit to the will of our Father. Now, I might not get to these scriptures, so I want you to write these scriptures and I want you to study them. Galatians 4, 1 through 7. It's going to tell you about your sonship. Question. Are you ready to receive your next level of maturity? How many are ready to grow? All right, all right, all right. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 and 14, 11 through 14, tell you how important that is. Talk about strong meat, and that's talking about people who are matured. Some things God can't say to people if they're not matured enough. I better look at it. Hebrews 5. What you got up for my? Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. So if you don't grow, there are certain flows in the spirit you will not be able to, and one of the words I want to get in your vocabulary, comprehend. Or the Spirit of God can make insight available you can't handle. You want to keep growing, because when the insight comes, and when you need to comprehend something in the Spirit, or discern something in the Spirit, or understand something in the Spirit, you want to be in position that you're not dull. Duh. You're duh. No, you don't want to be duh. You don't want to be duh. You want to be able to understand that the way God is showing it to you, don't stand kosher with man's idea. But you got to be able to trust him when nobody else believes in you. And that's the only way you're going to be able to grow and mature. You get in the rhythm of the Spirit. So I'll give you some other words in a little while, but I want to read it in Hebrews 5, because I'm going to show you another scripture that go with that and why we got to grow up. Hebrews 5. Look at the 11th verse now. Notice what this first verse says. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. Now notice the 12th verse. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God, and are become such as having need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is what? I can't hear you. Where? Why? Notice what verse 14 says. Read verse 14. Look at that word discern now, that word discern. And look at the word senses. When you begin to grow spiritually, your senses understand that that's wrong, that's right. I mean, just because you're just spiritual enough to be in that position. Are you following me? Now, there's a voice kin to that verse that we need to look at very, write this down, and I'll show you the voice. You must learn how to always expect and submit to the Holy Spirit. You must learn how to always expect and submit to the Holy Spirit. Now turn to John's Gospel, chapter 16 for a minute. John's Gospel, chapter 16. We're talking about growing apostolically, prophetically, and pastorally. That's the words I told you you never heard before. See, because that's Ephesians 4:12. 4:11. Growing apostolically, prophetically, and pastoral. See, a pastor just care for you, and he like a father to you, and hug you, and walk with you, and get your hurts in your pain. But when the apostle and the prophet come, they come with government, and they come with insight in the realm of the spirit to tell you you're not a baby no more. You don't have to always get somebody else to pray for you. You can pray for yourself. Why, you don't have nobody putting no diapers on you now? You grew up. You know how to go to the bathroom yourself. Nobody got to get you no food. Anybody can get you no food. You get home and you're going to get you some food, right? Well, let's go over on the pages of the Spirit now. I want this church, Word of Life, and all those who connected with me all over the world to be able to walk in their apostolic, prophetic, pastoral rights. Being on the cutting edge of not just under a pastor. I'm not putting pastor down. I'm a pastor. But I see that there's a need for this apostolic, this prophetic pastor, teacher, and evangelist all to be flowing. Yes, sir. We left two out. We don't even know them. The apostle and the prophet. We don't even know them. We talk about them. We don't know them. But they bring you to another realm of life. You just listen tonight. You hear some things tonight you never heard before. Just listen. Just see if it's natural stuff. Just see if it's from the Holy Ghost. See if it's natural stuff. Even where we're going now, we read in Hebrews, right? That as he had some things hard to utter because they couldn't, it was dull here. Now look here in John 16:12. I'm just preparing you for some things. See, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That almost sounded like the other verse, didn't it? Look, no. Look at the other verse. Go back to the 11th chapter, our 5th chapter of Hebrew, and look at that verse. I think it was the 11th verse. Was it the 11th verse? Hebrew 5 and 11? Let's read these two verses, just in case we get ourselves acquainted with them, and don't act like we don't know what we're talking about. All right, you ready? Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seen. All right, go over to John 16:12. Now, the now has changed. Wait a minute now. Listen to me. That now has changed. That now in verse 12 has changed. Because something had not happened in that now. But in your now, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into, he here. Yes. Tell somebody he here. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is here. He's here to guide me. Mature me. Reveal God to me. You see the difference? See, when Jesus was talking there, he wasn't here. But the Holy Spirit is here now. So you shouldn't be dull of hearing. And they tell you, show you things to come and many things. Continuous maturing is the platform for keep living in good success. Continuous maturing is the platform for keep living in good success and what the Father wants you to live in. All right, here's the definition. Or let me tell you something else first. If you don't grow to the point that you can live in manifestation, you're going to live in molestation. John 10:10. See. If you don't know how to receive your manifestation, the devil going to rape you of your rights, of your blessing. See, it's manifestation. It's no just stopping. You got to keep moving.
Yes, sir.
Huh? So if you don't mature to learn how to live in manifestation, you're going to have to live over here in molestation. The enemy and demons are going to keep raping you.
Yes, sir.
False prophets and false apostles and false teachers are going to keep raping you. See, the thief come not but to steal. You see that voice? Steal, kill, and destroy. He cannot destroy, steal, and kill, and destroy someone who is maturing. See. So it's, let me show you something. If you mature, you're going to have manifestation and you're going to stop molestation. Right? But we got to get further in the church than memorization. We have to train ourselves how to meditate. Look what John 5:39 says again. I'm going to show you the difference between the two. John 5:39 said, search the scripture, for in you, in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. You see that? The 40th verse said, but you won't come to me that you might have life. Well, you cannot come to the Lord without some type of revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But on the other hand, when he talks about manifestation, it's Joshua 1:8. See, you got John 5:39 and 40. Where are you? And you got Joshua 1:8. Where are you? See, you can't grow in John 5:39. Just got a bunch of scripture, spitting them out. You know, and people really think you're spiritual when you're spitting scripture out, but I don't. I watch your life. You know a tree by the fruit it bears, not what it. A whole lot of folk can talk scripture, but their life lap-legged. See, if you really got the scripture, your life not going to be lap-legged. You're going to live right, and you're going to live in power. Not that you're not going to be attacked, but you're going to come out on the other end. The reason we must keep maturing, and now we cannot play with this thing, things about to get tighter. That's the apostle and the prophet side. Prophets seen some things that coming on the horizon. And so now the church is like Pastor Melvin Washington here tonight. See, he's everything I am, he is. Because he's under me, he's submitted to me. So he going to have apostleship and prophetic thing going on in his pulpit to prepare his people for these times, such a time as this. All right? Now, you cannot ignore your leaders now. You don't ignore the police when they got that light on behind you. So I'm putting a light behind y'all tonight. You're going to have to grow. You're going to have to develop. You're going to have to go further than just memorizing scripture, but go to meditate. In Joshua 1:8, see what Joshua 1:8 says? You know what it says because I've told you many times. That's mature. You're mature when you meditate. All right. Let me give you this definition, this apostolic definition of maturity. You know, I'll write a dictionary too. I'll do it, boy, as sure as I'm standing here. Here's the definition. The measure, which means the amount, of word active? That's the first part. How much active word you got moving through you? And the measure of that word, still giving the definition now, increases the measure of your faith. See, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Don't mean you hearing what I'm saying, just hearing what I say, my voice. It means you grasping and grabbing what God is saying to you divinely. Not just outlining a sermon I preach, but you should hear the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice. So when the Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Not just because you set up your hood something. No, it's deeper than that. Yes. See, you went parallel while I'm speaking, you should hear God. Yes. You should hear the Holy Spirit. You should hear Jesus. You should get your answer. So when we thought, you see, the Bible said in Romans 12:3, God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. Well, how is the measure going to increase? How is the measure going to change? God can't change your measure of faith without your participation. And if all you're going to do is memorize scripture, chapter 5, verse 14, and spit it out, and don't have no evidence or proof that it's working for you, people gonna quit listening to you. You follow me? I want you to be able to stand up if anything come against you and attack you. I want you to be able to stand up and not just spit scriptures out, but exactly know what you're doing. Are you following me? Now, let's go on with this definition. I say it increases the measure of your faith, right? Focusing on your kingdom assignment. That's a blessing now. Releasing manifestation, miracles by creative power. I'll read it over for you because I want you to get it. The measure of word in you active increases the measure of your faith. Focusing on your kingdom assignment. In other words, get stuff off your mind. Stuff have clouded the church mind because the church don't know there's some things greater than stuff. Your walk with God, a conversation with God. God, you walk down the road, God, grab your hand. Put his hand on your shoulder. I've had this experience. Ain't no Rolls Royce can add up to one time God catch my hand. God catching my hand one time is more than a Rolls Royce. And you got to come to that point of realization, don't make him a stuff God. If you do not make him a stuff God, stuff will run you down. Stuff running from you now, if you're in this category, stuff running from you because you're not matured enough to handle it. It's just as simple as this. Be faithful over a few things. I'll make you a ruler over many things. But there's a maturing aspect. The stuff we praying about, we shouldn't be praying about. Amen. Lord, help me in my church. Help me, Lord. Watch out. Help me. Lord, I need $800 this month. We shouldn't even be praying about that. Lord, save that man down the street. But the church, because of the apostolic and the prophetic, apostolic and prophetic constipation, in the church, she have not been digesting properly. Your spiritual digestive system need to mature. That when the word come out, oh, it's a good time here, Jesus. It's a good time here, Jesus. Turn to Matthew 4:4. It's a good time here, Jesus. Turn to Matthew 4:4. I need to read that in two or three translations. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Now notice this, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Get the word proceeded. The word proceeded is always coming. Do you have the Living Bible back there? I got my iPad here, but I had to get a Living Bible. I needed a Living Bible. I needed it in the message because I want them to see this word right here. What I'm doing now, what I'm going to do now for a few minutes, show you some matured statements was made in the Bible, that when you grow, you can make those statements. Here, Jesus making a matured statement. But Jesus told him, no, talking to the devil, isn't that temptation? No, for the scripture tell us that bread won't feed men's soul. Obedience to every word of God is what we need. What the Message Bible say? You got that back there? We need these translations. I read them. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy. It take more than bread to stay alive. It take a steady stream. Oh, Jesus. A steady stream of words from God's mouth. A steady stream of words from God's mouth to stay alive. Mature. Amplified Bible. But he replied, same scripture, now Matthew 4:4. It has been written, man shall not live and be upheld and sustained. Wait a minute now. Man shall not live, number one, and be upheld, number two, and sustained, number three, by bread alone. So he's talking about living, being upheld, and sustained, but by every word that come forth from the mouth of God. Here's how I want you to write this down. In this maturity, we have to mature in hearing, seeing. Now I'm talking about the spirit world now. I'm talking about God, what God said. Understanding. Believing. Thinking. Speaking. Look at Luke 21:15 in the King James Version. Luke 21:15. It's where maturity bring you. Oh my God! Listen, let me show you something. Let me show you why we're doing this. Let me go back. I'm gonna go in Luke, but I'm gonna show you something here. I read the context of it, and I need to read it right now so you understand why it's so important that you mature. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, in Luke 21. All right, this is gonna really. The footnote in my Bible is persecution will come. Now, start at the 12th verse of Luke 21. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, deliver you up to the synagogue and into prison, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. You see that? All right, then he says, verse 14, sell it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. Now notice verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist, not if you are immature. Fear gonna be there. I want to go on reading because I want you to know what's going to happen. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren. Lord, they're saying kinfolks. And friend. That is, you see it? And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But look at verse 18. But thou shalt not have your head perish in your patience possess ye your soul. Now, that's a mature segment in the Bible. It tells you some things going to go on, but if you're matured enough, you're going to be able to handle it. But it's sure to come. See, as you mature in spiritual things, it upset religious folks. Yeah, it upset them because they don't want you to do all that. But you have to be mature enough to know you're doing the right thing. Are you still here? Now, here's how maturity works. I'll give you the definition. Here's how maturity works. My God. Here's how maturity works. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. And I want you, I don't have time to read all these stories, but I want you to look. Here's a man who came with his servant was sick. But I want you to see maturity in action in the 8th verse. Matthew 8:8. Here's a man who got somebody like he's sick unto death. He come to Jesus about it, but he's matured enough in authority. He understand authority from a natural perspective, but he brought it over into the spirit world of how much authority Jesus had, how much authority this book you got in your lap has. It has authority. So the man, the centurion answered and said, Lord, Jesus said, I'll go with you. Lord, I'm not worthy that you come on my roof. Now, watch the statement. Watch the statement. Here's a mature statement. But speak. The word only. You have to get matured enough to be able to trust God's word enough to speak the word only and be satisfied that it's all right. I mean, you know, babies can't make that statement. They panic. But this man said, how powerful that is. Speak the word only. And if you read the story, Jesus said he never saw so great a faith. And when Jesus spoke the word, his servant was healed. Now, there'll come a time in your life that you're going to have to speak the word only. You have to grow to that point to know that God said, the word that I speak to you, see, a rhema word. A rhema word puts you in the rhema, puts you in the rhythm of the Spirit. John 6:63, Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, what did he say they are? They're online. Who you say he's speaking to?
Me.
Oh, me, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh? See, that centurion in Matthew 8:8 is not speaking a memorized word. He's speaking a rhema word. And a rhema word always get the right results. And my job as your pastor is to train you how to receive a rhema word. When you receive a rhema word, nobody can tell you, I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
See, and you have to put yourself in position because, listen, this life is like a vapor. Yeah, for a little while and soon fade away. And so, I mean, you ain't going to stay here no 200 years. So you just want to go ahead and get yourself ready to stand, to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes,
give God the glory,
yes,
and nobody else the glory. So when you get up there, you won't be bald-headed. No crown, no nothing. All right, capitalize on this. Everything going bad. Nothing working out. Look at Luke 5:5. Look at Luke 5:5. Everything going bad. Couldn't, business not working, no money coming in, nothing going on. Jesus give instruction. What I want you to see in here is I want you to see at thy word. That's maturity. That's all right. I've done all I know to do, but I'm going back out there. Because I'm not going back the same way I left. You see how much that word meant? So he said, the man fished all night long, took nothing. The Lord talked to him, told him what to do, he said. And Simon answered, said to him, Master, personally, we have taught all the night, have taken nothing. Nevertheless, this is maturity here. I ain't going back out there. Shoot. You weren't out there with me last night. You just tell me to go back out there. The fish ain't biting. I'm not going back. No, he said, at thy word. Can I mature you? Can you ready to go to maturity?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to John 2:5.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's not your job to turn it into wine. Your job, good God Almighty, is to pour the doggone water in the barrel. What he told you to do. Stop looking at the situation you're dealing with. Just do what he tell you to do. Whatsoever he says to you. See them words. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. But you have to be matured for that. Huh? If you're not matured, you ain't going to do nothing God tell you to do. Because, you know, God ain't going to give you no bologna sausage sandwich. You ain't even be to smell it. God just tell you, he wants you to walk by faith. That's why, now listen, can I say something to you? That's why some of y'all are not as further as you're supposed to be. And it's my job to put it on a table for you so you can start moving. You ain't going to set up me and be no regular church member. That's why I got rid of the funeral home fan many years ago, 30, 40 years ago. Get them out of here. You're not going to let nobody dictate to you something beside what the word says. Don't let none of your family know. Don't let no group run you. Listen to God. At thy word, speak the word only. Whatever he says to you, do it. You see that? Are you seeing this? All right, now, turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Work will never outdo the word. This girl, one sister is working. The other sister sat down and heard the word. Huh? We're talking about maturity now. I'm showing you some maturity insight about the word. There, I'm not going to read that whole story. Look in the 39th verse. Luke 10:39. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. What you doing?
Heard his word.
She heard it. She heard it, didn't she?
Yes,
heard his word. Look at what Jesus said about her in the 42nd verse. That's what maturity do for you. But one thing is needful. And look what he said. And Mary has chosen that good part. Oh, my God. Look what. Now, that last statement is more than we've seen. You see, when you choose the word, nothing can be taken from you. What should not be taken away from her. I'm not going to take this from her. This is what she really needs. All right, in the mouth of two or three witnesses. You got John 2. You got Luke 5:5. You got Matthew 8:8. The boy spoke the word only. You have to grow to do that. You're not going to do it if you haven't grown to it. You're still here?
Yes,
Well, what are we going to do with John 15, 7? What are we going to do with it? If you abide in me, maturity we're talking about. See, you can't abide in him and his word abide in you without maturing. We're not talking about passing through. Taking up residence. Stay with it long enough until it become a part of you. Be able to say, I'm a Holy Ghost man. I'm a Holy Ghost woman. I got the word living on the inside of me. Continuously. My God is not a Sunday God. He's not a Tuesday God. Continuously. No matter where I'm at, on the job, wherever I am, I must let this word abide in me. So he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, it's maturity, isn't it? You should act what you will. Good God Almighty. He said, it should be done unto you. It's just as simple as that. So let me ask you a question. Why y'all have so many needs and wants? I got to act like that. I know some of y'all probably don't, okay? But I'm always acting, but many of y'all do. What is it? What is it? Missing word. Missing word. Memorized word. Regular words that you have not kept in the incubator long enough to turn into a baby. If you in this church, you've got to be pregnant with the word. I'm telling you, my son preached, and the boy that preached, dude Brown, you got to be pregnant. I'm here. You got so many seeds went through. One of the seed hit. You got to be pregnant up in here. So you should be living a super life, not a supposed to be life. But we cannot do it, my sisters and brothers. Listen, children, we can't do it without the word being first place. But Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word, Jesus, I know Jesus is not a liar. So somebody else lying. Jesus said, if you abide in me, my word abide, act what you will and it should be done to you. What? God, no. Then he said, God is at work in you to do his will and it's a good pleasure. That's what he said in Philippians. So the maturing factor is so important now that every child, see now, age don't mean mature. How long you've been on the highway don't mean maturity. Maturity is only realized or recognized by fruit. I've been in the Word 40-some years, but I got a whole lot of fruit you can see, feel, and hear. Because God's Word is real. And God's Word is for you. But how many of us going to do whatever he tells us to do? When it don't add up with your positive mind and your psychological framework. You see what I'm saying? All them self-help book you're reading. The Bible, the Lord has spoken, and you're going to tell the Lord, have a positive mind? This looked negative to me. Didn't it look negative when he told them, boys, pour that water? That looked negative. I mean, them psychological people saying, I ain't pouring the water in the battery. Man, it make me look bad. See, you got to walk in the spirit to mature. Are you here? Yes, all right, I'll close in a few minutes. I see some of y'all getting... Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't even understand what I'm talking about. In Isaiah 55:11, learn how to release words that can't fail. Turn. That's maturity. Maturity is releasing words that you know can't fail. Even if it looks like they're failing, you know better. See, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Now, give me a mouth. Matter of fact, in Psalm 103, he said, I'll satisfy your mouth with good things. We just read in Luke 21:15. Huh? Death and life, part of the tongue. He made my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. My tongue write things on my spirit. There are moments I have to have divine decrees to handle the situation. So I speak the word of God to myself. Jesus said. The Holy Ghost said. God said. My son, attend to my word. Proverbs 4:20. Write it down. 20, 21, 22. Cline thy ear to my saying. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. The life of those that find them. And help to all your flesh. And he says, out of the heart come forth the issues of life. My life. God kind of life. Powerful life. Miracle working life. Samuel, Samuel got to go. Grow up and get in the flow. God word, there it is. God said, learn how to release words you know not coming back. Well, what you going to do with Acts 19:20? When the demons cutting up. When demons cut up. And he's saying the word of God grew and did what? Huh? You don't know, go to 19. So mighty grew the word of God and what? Prevail. You know what prevail means? See. Huh? Why they name the word of God the sword of the spirit? For a reason. But your spirit got to know how to use the sword. You follow me? Let me say a few, one or two more things to you and then I'll close with you. We go to the house. Look with me after Jesus whipped Satan with the word. The Bible says he was led in by the spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Right? Then the Bible says he returned in the power of the spirit. So now look at Luke 4:32. That's in that same chapter. I'll read that out of the Amplified Bible. One of my favorite. They was astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. You see that? And they were amazed at his teaching, for his word was with authority and ability and weight and power. Until your word have authority, ability, weight, and power in you. It'll never have effect on your life situation. Going to church is not going to get it in these days. They're legalizing everything. They're inching it in on your own television. Every now and then you see two men kissing in the elevator. Every now and then you got to hurry up and turn it off. You're trying to get that crap in your system that is all right. You see a woman grab a woman, hug her, and talk about, this is my mate. You can't settle down and accept this crap. You got to call a spade a spade. You got to tell them, and if you're in your family, just tell them you're not right. I'm not in agreement with it. But all kind of things are easing in, and the church sensitive, seeker sensitive. See, all God children, just love them. No, get the hell out of here. You ain't walking with God. That ain't God. You're not honoring God. So you're not going to stay here and live like that. You might visit a while. But finally, you think I'm going to let two women sit up here and hug and talk about Mr. and Mrs.? Take me to jail. That ain't happening here. Because our little children are not going to see this yet. Yeah. I'm not. That ain't no love. Come on, you ain't walking in love. No, that ain't no love. That's stupid. That's violation of God's word. See, nobody talk about this too much. See, now I tried to mature you before I start talking like this. You know, it ain't right. If it ain't right, it just ain't right. You got somebody you got to work with them, but always let them know it ain't right. All right. Wait a minute now. Let me give you this list of words I want you to work with. Comprehension, Ephesians 1:17, insight, 1 Corinthians 2:10, wisdom, Luke 21:12-19, understanding, Ephesians, you should have brought your secretary with you, 1:18. Let me go back over. Don't try to spell the word, just run. You know. Comprehension, Ephesians 1:17. Insight, 1 Corinthians 2:10. Wisdom, Luke 21:12-19. I read that to you tonight. Understanding. These are all words that flows in maturity. Ephesians 1:18. Discernment, I saw it in that scripture, seen in the spirit world. Perception, being able to perceive things. Conception, birthing the word in your life. Reality of the Lordship of Christ. And then I have rhythm of the Spirit. What I told you, Luke 4:36 we looked at? Or Luke 4:32? Who got the number? Huh? 4:32? All right, put 4:36 down too, and get you a amplified Bible and read that Luke 4:36. I think it's 4:36. Now there's a list of things. We'll get to them in our next section, but there's a list of things that are listed that only the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist together can make it happen. All right, that's a list of things. That in Ephesians, one of the first things is unity of the faith. If you read further up in Ephesians 4, it talk about unity of the spirit. Then over here, you're getting this list of things. It says unity of the faith. That's the first thing. How to increase the measure of faith, that faith will complement faith. Faith will recognize faith. Faith will work with faith. Two faith persons can't be stopped. Because they walk in agreement of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. The knowledge of the Son of God is part of maturing. You're going to see that. And then they say, unto a perfect man, unto a complete man, unto a lifestyle man in the spirit. He's talking about growing up unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. No more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. How you say that, Holy Spirit? Doctrine is not nothing to hold on to. Doctrine is teaching to place you in a position to move. See? Let me close. Doctrine The teaching is not your life. The knowing how to apply the teaching by revelation, by rhema word, by insight, by comprehension. You got me? Huh? Then the word, oh my God. Oh my God. Listen, saint, in maturity, in you, the word become flesh. Now, for so long, we thought that's just for Jesus in John 1. When you mature in the spirit, the word becomes flesh because it's functioning through your total being. And what it means is, oh my goodness, is the spirit has taken your flesh over. You see what I'm saying? You no longer a regular woman. You no longer a regular man. Here are some of you children. It's fiction, but it's Clark Kent. Tell the younger people who don't know. Coming out the boot. Went in with a suit on. Went in walking as a natural man. And when he came out, I remember as a little boy, when he came out the boot. Now, I don't like this last Superman. He got some, what do you call that stuff? They got that stuff. Now, you won't do that to a Superman. This is as dumb as it can be. I don't want to see this stupid thing. Superman, like he can't walk. That ain't a real Superman. That's dumb, man. I don't know who come up with that idea. It's stupid. So a Superman, you got something you can stop a Superman with. The devil don't have nothing he can stop you with. You better know that. No, when the supernatural is flowing, the enemy has to bow down. In him was life, and the life is the light of men. Stand on your feet. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God for a few minutes. Think about the journey we're starting on. I wanted you to be here. That's why I wanted you to text back. I'm glad you're here. And you need to go over this, get this MP3, what do you call it? Get it and go over it and listen to it. And I want you to pay close attention in your notes tonight to these people who had come into maturity, and they were able just to depend on the word. Speak the word only. At thy word. Sometimes you're not going to have no signs. You're not going to have no second emotion. He can't do that all the time. He needs you to step out on what he said. Now, we're not talking about doing nothing foolish. See, I like to train balance. If the Lord don't say it, don't make the Lord say something. Then go back and say, Lord, you told me to do it. Lord said, I didn't tell you to do nothing. You move too fast. He said, be still and know I'm God. So get direction. Get direction before you jump out there. See, a lot of times, now listen to this, Grant, if you know what I'm telling the truth. Some of y'all been jumping out there on scripture. And it ain't worked. Because you had the scripture, but the scripture didn't have you. All right, now y'all listen good. It's maturity here now. Now you wonder why you're not further than what you're supposed to be is, take time and make sure God talking to you. Okay? And don't ride your pat scripture so much, God won't say something else to you. And so spend time in your Bible. Now, I would tell y'all, stop reading all them books right now, too. Take a break and read this book. Take a break. Take a break. Take a break. I don't care if I told you to read it. Take a break. You're the man of God taking a break. And I tell you, on my morning walk, my wife and I were walking this morning. I forgot. Honey, how was it? What did he say? Push it forward. Just keep push your life. Come on. Push your life forward. Don't let you start. And if you keep doing, you're going to feel anointed. You say, I'm pushing my life forward.
I don't care what nobody watching TV say. I don't care. You see somebody pushing your life up. I don't care. I'm moving. You still trying to buy a lawnmower? Push your life up. See, I want to share this with you. I don't have this personal, it's private. My wife and I are doing our morning walk. He showed me that. And I mean, I felt the Holy Ghost. I kept push your life up. And that's maturity. That's maturity. That's a word from God. That your life, some things you need, some places you need to go. Some things you need to accomplish. So, I mean, in the days of old, the prophets and the apostles would tell the people certain things, you know, and they would do it, you know, and get divine results. But it had so many tricksters come along, and all they after is money. And people can't trust them. You can't trust no broke preacher. Huh? No. Reb got to live. Y'all kept him broke. You got it?
Yes,
your life cannot stay in the same track. If you're going to mature, you got to mature. Stop complaining. And start calling things that be not as though they were. Command ye me. Make a demand on your right, okay? Okay, now nobody in the same position you were when you came here.
Amen.
Now, also, when we talk about it's all good, I'll get back on it Sunday, it's all good, but you got to live right. It ain't all good for no crook, liar. And so I got to face y'all with this, that you can come under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. Your tithes and offering, get them together, and let's sow and plant and whatever we're going to do up in here. You watching by internet, and then we have internet. You keep doing it, you're going to get rich, you know. She keeps on these $200. She keeps doing it. Sundays, Wednesdays, everything, she's sowing it. I know many people have done that, and they you're breaking something. You people who are watching by internet and LeroyThompson.tv, I never say thank you too much because I want you to receive, follow the instruction of God, but you're certainly sending a lot of money in here. And you have confidence in my ministry. And we're traveling. I think we got to go. Where are we going next? Newport? Newport News, Virginia. And so every day the mail, money just coming. Money just keep on coming. And so we know you're out there, and we speak God blessing over you. And those who are connected with the ministry, if you're in a city and you need to try to find a church, call us. We'll try to find you one similar to this. Help you some kind of way. But I got partners all over the world that believe in our ministry, believe in what the Lord have told me to do. And they tune in, they got in this maturity class tonight. Everybody got an envelope who wanted one? Do something. It's vague, but it's dense enough. What's your name? You. Say it loud.
Krista.
I was talking to you tonight. What's your name?
Monique.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to you tonight. What's your name? Anita, I was talking to you. I saw myself. What's your name?
Caleb.
I was talking to you.
Martina.
Uh-huh. I was talking to you. What's your name? Debbie. I was talking to you. What's your name? What?
Shanika.
I was talking to you. The Holy Ghost. What's your name?
Greg.
I was talking to you. The Holy Ghost. Your name Marvin, right?
Yes, sir.
I was talking to you too. The Holy Ghost told me to do this. I saw her face. And he said, just go ask her name and tell her I'm talking to you. What's your name? Krista, talking to you.
Samantha.
Talking to you, Samantha.
Thank you.
Yeah. See the Spirit of God. Nita, he was talking to you. What's your name, ma'am? Yes, you.
Valerie?
Yes. The Lord was talking to you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to grow. He wants you to have the best.
Yes.
All your name. He's talking to you. I just use a few of them. You find I just use a few of them. But I want to make it personal.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Apostle.
He's talking to you.
Yes, sir.
And so we must take this question. We must leave here not like we've been to a football game or to a birthday party. Recognize that our Father. What's your name? What'd she say? Dimitri? No. Huh?
Savitri.
Wow. How you spell that? Yeah, Savitri. Okay. Well, he's talking to you. How precious this moment is. One-on-one. Yeah, precious. Yes, sir. The Lord said, tell him, go out there and go out among them. Berta, you know you're talking to you, right? Hallelujah. She said, oh, yes. Oh, yes. What's your name, girl?
Zana.
I said it right? He's talking to you. And you were here to hear it. He can't talk to you if you're not here. Not, you know, for what he's saying in here. You understand what I'm saying, right? What's your name? Yeah, you. Donice. He's talking to you. Behind in the red blouse, with the red blouse there, you. What'd she say?
Rita.
Rita? That's I can pronounce Rita. he talking to you. See, I want you to leave here knowing that. See, I feel the Spirit. See, sometimes the Lord tell you to do something. He said, well, let's receive the offering. Go on to the house. He said, no, you better get out there, boy. I don't want to get home and get in trouble. I said, you didn't do what I told you to do because it looks so simple. You know, you got to be willing to look stupid to the natural man. To take time out to do what God tell you to do. I ain't thinking about no normal church. I ain't thinking about no 1, 2, 3. I want to do what he, what's your name?
Jennifer.
You know he talking to you. I don't want no 1, 2, 3. You understand what I'm saying? Say he's talking to me. Say he's talking to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Talking to me.
Talking to me.
All right, stand up. Let's do this.